Hi, this is Norman Jay on 107.3. It's the Still Rocking Show. Every week I bring to you a good mixture of music from the 60s, 70s and 80s, rock and roll, and your requests. I hope you're going to enjoy the rest of the hour with me on the Still Rocking Show. We're here every week at the same time, so please join me on a regular basis. And don't forget, I have your voice on the radio. Hi, it's Norman Jay, and hi again to another Still Rocking Show with a difference. Because this week we're going to feature a few little tracks of people laughing, funny songs, and I've had such a ball putting the show together and looking at next week's show as well, because we have a special guest on the programme next week. We have Mr. Pete Kelly, who lives in Trescallis, who used to be part of Diamonds and Later. Now, Pete and his mate used to work on the television with a very famous man called Les Dawson, and we'll tell you more about that next week. Here. Well, that was Queen with Radio Gaga, and now this is the Gaga of the day. We have to laugh. Comedy's part of our lives. It makes you feel good, doesn't it? Especially in a crisis. So be prepared to laugh this week and next week. With me, Norman Jay, on the Still Rocking Show.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean, oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
No, right. right now I can't be home, but I'm coming home soon. Coming home soon. All I have is this picture in a frame that I hold close to see your face again. Oh, with you it's where I'd rather be. Stuck where we are, and it's hard, it's hard. This long distance is killing me. I wish that you were here with me. But we're stuck where we are, and it's hard, it's hard. Can you hear me crying? Oh.
Well, that was our first sensible song this week, Bruno Mars, and this one is called Long Distance. And now is Cecilia by Sux.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart, you're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please to come.
Garfunkel. It's The Happy Show with Norman Jay on Radio Car.
Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinsons are there. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
Irish fellas walking along Mixhead, he said, "Me feet are killing me." He said, "We just bought a new pair of wellies." He said, "Leave them off till you get used to them."
This is a very, very ancient Norfolk dyke dish. They got some very deep dykes in Norfolk. Some deep dykes, isn't it?
Some deep
they're
dykes.
Some of the deepest dykes in the world in Norfolk. And what they do in Norfolk, if you've got a deep dyke, what you do?
Leaves are brown, and the sky is gray,
and the sky is
to sunny Spain at least 3 times a year. But I don't bother with the sights, I spend my cash on beer. I have no interest in the sights, no I don't care to see. 'Cause when I've been out on the booze, the sight to see is me. Cerveza, cerveza, I just can't get enough. Cerveza, cerveza, I get blind drunk.
Yeah, real tough.
Cerveza, cerveza, for breakfast, lunch and tea. If I don't run out of money soon, it'll be the death of me. I spend all day laid on the beach under the white hot sun. I fall asleep flat on my face and the sunshine burns my bum. At night I'm in the discotheque and I always wear a frown. I have to dance the night away 'cause I'm too sore to sit down. Cerveza, cerveza, I just can't get enough. Cerveza, cerveza, I get blind drunk.
And yeah, real tough.
Cerveza, cerveza, for breakfast, lunch and tea. If I don't run out of money soon, it'll be the death of me.
That song was written by Alan Cameron. It's called Cerveza. And we played one earlier called Ibiza. Alan is an unsigned act from the UK and writes some very funny songs.
The outpatients department's the best in hospital. An Irish fellow went in the outpatients department and his legs were covered in blisters. Blisters all over his legs. They said, how did you do that? He says, it was opening a tin of soup. It says, stand in boiling water for 10 minutes.
Kids are funny, aren't they? My little girl, she's only that big. She says, Dad, she said, what would you get if you crossed Larry Grayson with a Red Indian and Tommy Cooper? I said, I don't know. She said, you get somebody who goes, shut that door. How? Just like that.
I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
The Irish have just invented a new parachute. Opens on impact.
In the bad backlands of Australia, many years ago, the Aborigine tribes were meeting, having a big powwow.
We got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of your son, Mac.
My boy, Mac? Why? What's wrong with him?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I've waved the thing all over the place. Practiced till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. I can ride a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
Make kinkajou stew.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
The banishing frown, the tribe fell and sent him on his way. He had a backless boomerang, so here he could not say.
This is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in my hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked. Get out of it, nasty bushwhacking animal. Think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. I must have a practice with me boomerang. Hit him right behind the left elbow. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Got a land full of kangaroos and I had to pick that one.
For 3 long months he sat there, or maybe it was 4. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came a-knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Elfie Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes. Never thought of that.
Daddy will be pleased. Must have a go.
Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw.
Oh my God.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end, and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feet off, even took the seat off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto.
And here's the guy we're going to be talking about next week. It's Les Dawson.
Perhaps you join me in a small sing-song. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Where would we be without good music? If a picture paints a thousand words, why can't I paint you? Words will never show you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, where am I to go?
You look at the wrong ends.
I say, no wonder it struggled when I tried to put the dummy in.
Speaking to you tonight, once again, as the chairman for the Loyal Society for the Prevention of Pismenunciation. Society formed to help people who can't say their worms correctly. I myself often use the wrong worms, and that is why I was erected charming of the society.
Do you know what happens if you pick scabs?
What?
Worms go in.
They don't.
They do. You know your television?
Yeah.
How many knobs has it got on it?
Two.
How is that three?
Well, I don't care because I'm getting a bracelet.
Do you want to do this game?
What one?
You try good this.
No, because I'm going for my dinner.
No, because this is really good. Honest, swear in the Bible.
That's what you said about Jesus.
What?
You said he was going to be on Jukebox Jewelry.
Really good, right? And what it is, right? I say something and you have to say balls after it.
What for?
Because it's a good game, right? My brother told me it's really, really good.
I said red balls.
When I say red, then you say it. Go on.
You haven't said red.
That was you muddling me up. Red.
Balls.
Orange. Go on.
You haven't said red.
Whatever I say, you say balls. You say red. You say ball. Start again. Red.
Balls.
Yellow.
Balls.
Purple book.
Balls.
Green.
Balls.
Orange.
We've had them balls.
Turquoise.
Balls.
Navy blue.
Balls.
Jane Mansfield.
Balls.
You said it.
Right.
I'm not saying it. Do it again. Jane Mansfield.
Bow.
Ann Dawson! I'm telling.
What?
What you said?
What?
Jane Mansfield balls.
It's Friday night, I'm getting right excited. I'm picking up my friend at half past eight. We'll boogie down to the hottest spot in town. It is great, really great. Hello, Karen, are you coming out now? I was putting on my mousse, that's why I'm late.
I've done a plait.
It's right effective, is that? It looks great, really great. Hiya, Pat and Pam, do you fancy coming?
Pam just been stood up, she's in a state.
Well, never mind. Come with us and unwind.
I feel great.
Really great.
What, is it a disco or a party?
No!
We don't want to swear on your lip, but it's dreamy. It's really hot and steamy. It's been great.
It's really great.
Where?
Where?
At the Jiffy, at the Jiffy, where the salt sings and the vinegar is dripping. Come on through.
What is it? Double scallop?
Jumbo sausage?
Nuggets?
Cod?
Or skate? No chips?
Ah! Jolly great!
I'll let you wait!
Yeah, yeah, that's great! At the chippy we say yippee!
And our pies will never make you jippy, and you won't regurgitate!
Really great!
Evening, evening, evening!
Evening, evening! Not so bad, the weather!
Could be worse!
That's right!
Can
the fat is hot,
the chips are in.
We're gonna get it. It's great. The atmosphere is really hotting up now. That's right. The smell of chips begins to permeate. It's an event. Give me that non-brew condiment.
Now just wait.
Yeah, that's right.
At the chippy we go skippy. Whoops, the breeze does make that line all slippy. But we have to
yogurt, I think chips rejuvenate.
And then you hesitate, does it make you sad?
Well, they just don't make programmes like that anymore, do they? That was the song called The Chippy by Victoria Wood. And don't we wish we had a chippy in Lamelia or Mora Diebra or somewhere like that? It would be great, wouldn't it? I think I'll open a Belgium chip shop. Yeah, just chips, no fish. You know what I mean? Yes. And if you can hear the dog barking in the background, that's Holly. She's 20 years old and she wants to go out. And if that doesn't make you laugh, well, there we are. Oh, what do you call a donkey with three legs? Wonky!
Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. Oh. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad.
Donkey!
Can you just cut to the part where you're supposed to make me feel better?
Is there anywhere you wanna go? You're in control. Is there anything you wanna know? The future's for discovering. The space in which we travel in.
Top of the first page.
You're listening to The Still Rocking Show with Norman Jay. Yes, you are. It's a little bit different this week and next week because it's a comedy show. It's all because in 2 weeks' time, the show will be 1 year old. So we're going to have another show and we're going to celebrate. Anyway, that was Coldplay, and I'm sure you know who this is.
Yes, I did. To disco.
Okay, we're going to say goodbye. That was funky music. And don't forget, next week we've got a special interview with our friend from Trescalus, Pete Kelly, all about comedy and some good songs as well. So stay with us and join us again next week.
Here's a quick joke. What was it? Oh, it's... There was a... In the jungle, see, in the jungle, and there's a hyena. You know, a hyena. And he's talking to this monkey. And he said to this monkey, he said, you see that little passage, that little thing down there, the little narrow... He said, just down there, he said, you see those big clump of trees and bushes? And this monkey said, yes. He said, well, I go home that way every night. He said, I don't have to. But, you know, it's a shortcut for me, I go home. He said, but every time I get to that bunch of trees there, he said, this lion jumps out and throws me all over the place. He said, I don't know why he picked on me. All the time he keeps throwing me about, bashing me about. He said, and then he goes. You know, he thinks it's funny, you know what I mean? So, this monkey said, I know what you mean. He said, well, I tell you what. He said, I'll come over here tonight. You know, he said, to protect you. So he said, would you? He said, yes. So they shook hands on it. Nothing in writing, just shake it. They shook. And he started to walk down towards this clump of trees. See? I can't help laughing, I know what's coming next. And he got down to this clump of trees, and he was just going to turn like that, and this lion jumped out and got this hyena and went boom, boom, boom. And this monkey went right up the tree and left him there, looking at him like that. And he was looking at him like that. And all of a sudden this lion went boom, boom, and left this hyena on his back like that. He may have been like that, no, he's like that. And then the monkey came down and was standing beside him. And this hyena's like that. And he looks up at this monkey, he said, what happened? He said, I thought you were going to help me. He said, well, I was, he said, but when I looked down, he said, you were laughing so much, I thought you were winning.
There's a voice out in the wilderness, and that's where it's gonna stay, I guess. There ain't nobody listening. There ain't nobody listening. There ain't nobody listening. And we're all just pissing in the wind.
I hope it's not true.
There are plots and conspiracies if no one listens. And nobody sees, and there ain't nobody listening. I hear what you're saying.
Well, if you're listening, send me a text, 617-162-264, or send me an email to norman@normanj.net. See you next week.
There ain't
candles.
Four candles. Here you are. Four candles.
No, four candles.
Well, there you are, four candles.
No, four candles. Handles for forks.
You're listening to The Still Rockin' Show on 107.3 with me, Norman James.